Okay, I'm here with Madian. Hugo from Madian. There we go. How are you today?
I'm very good. I'm very nervous. Very excited. I'm every emotion at once.
I can understand that. Your first Lollapalooza then?
No, I've done it in 2012, but this one is partially special because tonight is the debut of my new show. I'm premiering a lot of new music.
Awesome.
A lot of new ideas. It's kind of like one of the climaxes I've been building up towards for all the past few years. You know, it's really, really a special day for me.
Yeah, you were saying that you felt like you were taking a break a little bit, that you've been sort of on a break, that now it's kind of like the release of all?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been, I've been working nonstop, but I just took the time to really develop like a specific vision. I just had such a clear idea of what I wanted the new album and the show and everything to be, and I wanted to give myself the time to execute that. And so it took some patience, but now we're here and now it's happening.
Awesome, and I'm so glad to hear it, and welcome to Lollapalooza, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Now, are you still doing like 24-hour sessions where you're kind of pushing yourself like back in the day, or?
Yeah, that's I try not to because I try to live a healthier life.
Okay.
But that philosophy, definitely, I try to make the most out of it. I like the idea of cherishing spontaneity, something I'm learning about lately. So, for example, I did this music video for All My Friends where I had an idea and we decided let's just do it now, like within a week, and we put everything together, and like that everybody, you know, that initial excitement that you have is sometimes really hard to make last over like weeks or months or years. And so when you can like act on something and apply it immediately, I think it really shows in the work in a way that's really charming. So I'm trying to make sure that I apply that to my music as well. And keep that spark, keep that original inspiration intact through the polish, through every subsequent phases.
And what I love about the video is the color. I mean, I'm all about color. And,
thank you, me too.
When you create the music, do you picture any colorization?
So I do a lot of visual work. So all the colorizing for the video and for the project, for the artwork and all that, I make, because I have like, I'm so obsessed with specific shades of turquoise and things like that. And so I definitely have clear color schemes when I make music. And so it's really fun sometimes to take a break from writing or mixing and just like making some visualization of it so I can stay in that universe longer. To me, they're really connected, especially with Good Face. Good Face is all about that feeling of augmented reality, and I love the ability of process photography to express that, you know, like making those colors more intense, more abstract, more visceral
vibrant.
In some way. Yeah, hyper real. And so to me, it felt like that message was as potently expressed in music as it was in visuals. And so to me, there, I live in a house with where I covered the walls with all of that work and all of those references and all of those things. So I live in those colors literally all the time.
Sort of like a work, a living work, artistic work. Awesome.
It is, yeah.
You had also directed All My Friends. Is that your first directorial?
Yeah. It was. I just wanted to like. I think a lot of the energy of Good Faith, like overall as an era, has been about like making things sincerely and embodied, and not letting them be kind of diluted as much. And so, you know, I'm writing all the songs, I'm singing them, and I'm mixing them, I'm producing them. And so it kind of made sense to have this kind of idea of let's try to create more things. I love creating things, discovering new mediums. And I had an idea for a video, and I had a bunch of friends that I want to work with. And so we decided let's try to execute that vision kind of carelessly, the way that you do when you start getting, like when you start making music, you make it because you want to. You don't think about whatever you're allowed to or not. And I kind of felt that again, making that video is really fun.
Yeah, I definitely love it. I love the, you know, even though you have the disclaimer on there, I just love the shocking kind of colors right at you.
I feel like I like that maximalism kind of energy. Something you that is I think one of the charming traits of amateurism, and I feel like it's something that maybe I wouldn't have done if I was a more experienced person in that field. You know, I think it's something. There's something to be said about that naive original energy that I wanted to capture, and I'm glad you like the direction we went in.
Well, I mean, I kind of feel it captured the mood of the song very well in that way. So I think I don't see any of that in the video versus the song. I think it captured the mood really
perfect. That's
really
what I wanted.
Well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What would you say is some of the necessary elements in electronic music that you try to capture when you're creating?
I think what's great about electronic music is that it can be very anonymous, it can be very embodied, it can be anything really, and I don't think any part of it is necessary. I think anything is optional. You can make the most minimal thing. I, the, the, you, even insincere, dance music can be beautiful, you know? Like, I think it can be anything. That's what I love about it. For me, my take on it is I want to try to make a dance music project that is more of an artist project than a producer project. So, which is why it's fun for me to like write the songs and make them about my life and have more of a concept the way that pop albums do, you know, which sometimes dance albums don't. And so, which is why it makes sense for me to like sing it and sometimes sing it through a crazy effect to like take on characters and stuff like that. But I wanted I want my take on electronic music to be executing a vision without really thinking about it as electronic music. I just happen to use those tools because I love those tools. I love that sonic aesthetic, but okay. it doesn't have to be electronic music in a way. And I think we're in a time right now where we can do that, where you can make electronic music that's not necessarily like nighttime music. You know, I think of Goodface, the album, as being like a candid daytime experience, mm-hmm. and then the live show that I'm going to view tonight is the nighttime.
Embodiment
of nighttime perspective, yes. on that feeling.
Cool.
And what's great about dance music is you can do both, you can do all of it.
Yeah. And speaking of albums, you have a new album in the works.
Yeah, I'm wrapping it up right after this.
So awesome. So that's definitely some excellent stuff. And then a tour coming on right after that, which includes Australia and Dominican Republic.
Yeah, it does, I guess. Yeah, I forgot about it. But yeah, yeah. I haven't toured that extensively in so long, so I'm really thrilled.
I'm sure it has. Everyone's going to be loving this, especially Australian. And Dominican Republic is a boat, cruise, if I'm not mistaken.
It's incredible. And then I think we're announcing tomorrow in a few days a Chicago date as well. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just radio stars.
Cool. Anything else that you want to share with us today?
No, I think I hope people have enjoyed this show. I hope it goes well. You know, obviously, as we're recording this, we haven't done it yet, but I hope it goes well because I've been working toward this moment for so long. I'm so proud of the work that everybody has put in, and this has been my life. This has been all I've done. It's been my mornings, my evenings, my nights, my everything, because I care so much and I believe more in what I'm doing now than I ever have before. And so it's a beautiful period in my life. You know, I feel very connected to the music I'm making, and so I wish for myself to keep on feeling this way for years to come, and hopefully that's what's next.
Well, you're doing a beautiful job with everything you're doing. I mean, it's like just perfect in how it's all put together. So thank you so much for your time. I cannot thank you enough. And then we'll grab some photos.
Let's do it.